What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Cashflow Chronicles. I'm your host, Johnny Catani, and today is a very special day, very special episode. 2 years! Woo! Let's go! Happy 2 years, everybody! That's right, 2 years of the Cashflow Chronicles. For those of you that have been listening since day one, I thank you. For those of you that are brand new, I still thank you from the very bottom of my heart. Thank you, guys, for 2 years of what has been an amazing ride, an absolute roller coaster, up, down, all around. I've loved every single minute of it, the good, the bad, the ugly. But today, Thursday, April 11th, is indeed the 2 year anniversary. That's right. 2 years ago, April 11th, 2022, we launched what was then the Investor Relations Real Estate Podcast. I thought it was very clever back then because the abbreviated version was the IRR podcast. And if you're familiar with investing, IRR, or internal rate of return, is a metric used to judge how good an investment opportunity is going to be. It's basically ROI, return on investment, with a time component. So the longer the investment goes, the smaller the IRR will theoretically be. Shorter the investment, the higher the IRR, right? So I'm not gonna dig into IRR, but I thought it was very clever. But turns out, if you know nothing about investing, you've never invested before, which, you know, a lot of people that are listening may not be familiar with it, have no idea what it meant. And I was not as clever as I thought. And on top of that, it was not easy to remember. The Investor Relations Real Estate Podcast, one of the hardest names to remember. Nobody could ever remember it, right? Now you say Cashflow Chronicles, people can remember that. And all you have to do is search Cashflow and we come up. And so 1 year into it, 1 year ago, almost to the day, full rebrand of the Cashflow Chronicles. And here we are, 1 year later, absolutely loving it, killing the game. So thank you guys so much for listening. This is going to be a short episode today. Got a lot going on at the Best Ever Conference. And, you know, just networking, my favorite thing to do, talking to people, meeting new people, adding as much value, adding as much shareholder value as we possibly can. And I just want to do a quick reflection. It's been a crazy 2 years. But really, the thing I wanted to talk about today is just showing up. So having this conversation, the whole Sunrise team was in town until yesterday, Wednesday. We had an investor meetup, which was absolutely amazing. It's always great to meet our investors, get some FaceTime. But I was having this conversation at dinner with the team, and I was telling them, you know, I'm not the smartest, right? There are definitely people who are smarter than me. Although I do believe that I am intelligent. There are definitely people out there who are more intelligent than me. There are definitely people out there who work harder than me, but you'll never outlast me. I am not going anywhere. And that's it, right? That's just it. That's how I'm going to win, because I'm not going anywhere. I do this podcast because I love it. I work in this industry because I love it. So I choose to do the podcast. I choose to work in this industry. I choose to learn about investing, and I choose to help other investors. And because of that, because I don't have to do it, it doesn't feel like work. And because of that, you will not outlast me, because I'm not going anywhere. And that's just it, guys. Listen, some days are going to be better than others. One of my favorite sayings, every day is a good day. Some are just better than others, right? No bad days, however you want to phrase it. But really, the important part is just showing up for yourself, right? God, some days it's just so hard to get out of bed. But that's okay. Allow yourself to feel that, whatever it might be, right? Some days it makes no sense. There's nothing really going on. Why can't I get out of bed? That's okay. Don't put yourself down, right? There's this stigma in the entrepreneur world really just in society right now in America, where you just got to grind every single day. You got to grind. That is absolute bullshit. Excuse my French. Actually, don't excuse my French. It's bullshit. Because you're just not going to. Some days it's just about showing up for yourself. And some days it doesn't look like grinding. Gosh, some days for me, that looks like going up into the mountains with Jameson, my dog, and sitting in a river or sitting by a river or just, you know, getting as far away from people as I possibly can and just resetting. And it's so, so important. You just show up for yourself every day in whatever capacity that is. You know, sometimes in my Zoom meetings, I'm just present. And other days, I'm talking the most, right? And adding, you know, adding the most value. In other days, you just show up, guys, and that's okay. Just show up. That's all this episode is about, guys. Just show up. I've been doing this podcast for 2 years. I started as a daily. I was doing 12, I was recording 12 to 15 episodes a week, putting out 5 a week. And I do not challenge anybody to do that. It is very, very challenging. And admittedly, I had no idea what I was getting into, and I'm not sure I would have done a daily had I known. But here we are, 2 years later. We've rebranded. I've made every mistake you possibly can. Had coaches, different producers, you name it. Forgot the name of my own podcast while I'm interviewing guests. Forgot to record one time. I made all the mistakes, you guys. But it's just about showing up sometimes, right? Being present for yourself and being the best that you can be on that day. And it looks different every day, right? That's all. That's all I wanted to talk to you guys today about. Just showing up. I'm happy as can be. You cannot bring me down today, baby. I absolutely love it. It's a gorgeous day outside. I'm at the Best Ever Conference. If you see me, say hi. And I'm very, very grateful. Very grateful for you, the listeners. Very grateful for this journey that I've been on, the ups and the downs. I'm just grateful. And, you know, some days I'm just not my best, but I still show up. I still do it. And that's all it's about, you guys. You don't have to be the best. You don't have to be the hardest worker some days or the smartest. But if you just show up, sometimes you'd be amazed at what you can accomplish. So that's it. Short episode, less than 10 minutes. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for being a part of this journey. I am so extremely grateful. And remember, guys, just show up. Just show up for yourself. It looks different for everybody, but just show up for yourself. Allow yourself to feel. I'm actually going to keep going. This is going to be a little bit longer now because I want to talk about my favorite therapist I've ever had. I've had a few. It was during COVID. I was in one of the darkest places I've ever been in. She taught me that the most important thing you can do is allow yourself to feel, right? I also have this conversation with coworkers, and I was talking about how, you know, too many people, they don't like meditation, right? They don't want to meditate because they think that meditation is just about sitting there with no thoughts in your mind. And while that is the ultimate goal, and that is the meditative state, really it's about being present with yourself. Allow those thoughts to flow through. Listen, we all think bad thoughts, right? We all get into dark places, right? Make up stories in our mind that'll never come to fruition. But something I learned from that therapist and something that has helped me so much is when you allow yourself to feel, allow yourself, be like, I'm just going to feel these feelings. I'm going to go down this rabbit hole and I'm going to give myself 5 minutes. You'll be amazed through practice how quickly you can actually get over it by allowing yourself to feel it, right? Instead of putting yourself down and being like, I shouldn't be thinking this. I can't be doing this. I need to be focusing on work or whatever's going on in your life. No, take that time for yourself. Show up for yourself in that moment and just allow yourself to feel it. And you will be amazed at how quickly you can move past it. Just by allowing those feelings to exist, you'll be absolutely amazed. So that's it, guys. That's all I want to leave you with today. That's all I want to talk about. No investing, no education today. Actually, you know what? Life education today. What I've learned over the last 2 years, the last 4 years through life, just show up for yourself. Be consistent. You'll never outlast me. I'm not going anywhere. And that's it, guys. That's all you got to do. Every day is a good day. Some are just better than others. So thank you guys so much again for listening. Follow me on social media at Johnny Catani. I'm forever grateful for you guys. Forever grateful for this life, this journey. What a journey it is. I promise to be a little bit better and more consistent. We got some really great episodes coming up for you guys. I'm very excited. And I will talk to you guys later. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have the best time. Thank you again for listening. Thank you for being here. Remember, guys, just show up for yourself. All right. Talk to you guys later. See ya.